Hello again there folks, so I thought I'd just do a sort of off the cuff, quick fire, old school monologue on what's been going on in the Middle East, or what's unfolding now, which is that Trump is withdrawing the American troops from Syria, and it looks like the Turks are going to go in and attack the Kurds, and it's going to be just a bloodbath once again in the Middle East. And we've got all of these liberals and all of the media like crying out that there's going to be a genocide. And what I thought was interesting about it is that if America pulls its troops out of anywhere in the world at this stage, there will be bloodshed. And what we can see is that in the post World War II order, it's largely been created on the back of American power all across the world, especially in the Middle East, where there's a lot of vested interests. But by and large, we can see that it happens again and again, where sort of man will revert to tribalism when American power isn't there to hold it all in check. And what's funny is that after World War II, the first you have American power expressing itself around the world and then imposing this liberal order, and then on the back of that, people, especially these sort of liberals in the West, they've begun to assume that that was the natural state of man, and they've created this entire globalist universal brotherhood ethic and all of these human rights laws, everything like that. It's all been built on the back of the founding myth, but the founding myth was itself only possible because American power was there to bomb people and blow people up and shoot people who didn't actually go around with it. And we see that as soon as the American power retreats, as soon as they've had enough of it, when they say, look, when Trump literally says, I've had enough of the body bags, we're tired of it, we're tired of the endless wars, we're tired of having the boys coming back in coffins on these big aeroplanes. Well, of course, the liberals are kind of like screaming in outrage about how awful this is going to be. In this case, it's the Kurds, but at another time, it could be what happened with the Serbs and the Kosovans. There's an endless kind of roll call of times when American military power has had to be used to hold the liberal order in check. And the problem is that if you're then going to remove all of the guns and all of the tanks and the aeroplanes and the marines, there's nothing to hold this together anymore, because it's false. It's based on a false description of man. And they seem to have forgotten that as well. And the multiculturalism in the West is sort of a symptom of it, where after World War II, American power is going to impose liberalism all across the world, and that then resulted in a different view of what man is and how man sort of treats man. And so they then forgot, the liberals across the West forgot, that at the end of the day, it was based on brute power, and it was based on the fact that if, like the Serbs, you don't want a certain demographic in your area, you'll be bombed into oblivion. And now it's going to be where if American troops pull out of the Middle East will collapse in on itself. But then what does it say about this view of man as being inherently good? And be that, that of the universal brotherhood ethic, that there is the default position of man is to be like a New York liberal or whatever, because it's just not the case. And as soon as America retreats from the world collapses into barbarism. And all of this does is reinforce what nationalists have been saying all along, the nationalist description of man isn't a very pretty one. And somebody like me is very much in the mode of we need to keep our people safe in our country, because the default position of man is tribal, and it is, let's say, racist, and it is rather awful and bloody and barbaric. And the that is the natural state of the world, the natural state of man. And these Western liberals have completely forgotten that, and they only because of American power. So if American power is now retreating from the world, and this was Trump's election, he stood on this to win the election, then their ideology, that the sort of the false assumptions and the bad ideas baked into the cake of liberalism and universalism are increasingly going to become to show. And I don't really see how they're going to, there'll be more of this unless America is forced, which is what they're trying to do now, to just sort of constantly never-ending wars to hold it all together. But it also reinforces the point of nationalists, which is essentially that, yeah, the natural state of man is tribal, and what you do is seal yourself off and try and protect yourself from the worst of the barbarism. Nothing that's happening refutes that at all. It only exposes liberalism for being the sham that it is, increasingly so. So just a quick one there. Thanks a lot, folks, and I'll see you later.